last night, being the great husband that I am, obviously that's a joke because I'm the worst in the world, but I try. I went to a concert with my wife. We went and saw Pink, and it was a great show. I've never seen her before. She was amazing with acrobatics. I just saw little girls around there singing and screaming. I'll tell you what, by the way, too, if you are looking for a woman, dudes, Pink concerts. Like, if you're looking for a cougar, there's a lot of women out there. That's the place to be. They're probably divorced. I would go. I'd enjoy myself. But that's not the topic. The topic, 833-JOE-ALEX, is this. Do you stay for an encore of a concert? We all know bands are so stupid. They're like, okay, we're going to walk off stage but not fully turn on the lights. So are we coming back? We don't know. Of course you're coming back. But I don't have time for that because I got to get to the parking lot. I got to get home. My wife was so mad at me that we left. We even saw the set list, too, because there was a few songs she wanted to hear from the encore. But I'm like, no, we're not staying to see the encore of the show. Does anybody else actually stay? Or is everybody else like me and they leave the show? They're like, I don't need to see the encore.
I always like to leave concerts early. Always.
Yes, yes.
I hate the traffic. I hate the extra, like, literal hour that you're sitting there trying to get out of the parking lot.
Two songs could be an hour or two.
Oh, like, 100%. So I always leave right when I know there's about maybe 3-4 songs left. I do.
Yeah, when I start seeing like a group of people going, I'm like, okay, I'm out of here.
And my friends think that's super lame of me. So.
Why? Why is that so super lame?
Because they want to stay for the whole thing.
Lindsay. Yeah, but don't they realize we have jobs and we have work and things that we have to do?
Why even go to the concert? Don't you realize like the grand finale, the ending's usually the best part? That's like going to a fireworks show and not staying for the grand finale.
That's what my friends say.
That's like going to a sporting event when there's extra innings in the Game 7 of the World Series and like leaving because you want to beat traffic.
You just gave me apples, oranges, and bananas. None of those are actually comparable. No, here's why. 4th of July, first of all, you probably have the next day off, but even if you don't, of course, you know it's a big old holiday when it comes to... What did you say? A fireworks?
Okay. No, I said a sporting event.
A sporting event. Yeah, no, like if you were at the World Series at the very end of it, of course I would say Game 7 of the World Series.
Extra innings of the World Series Game 7 is so different than
with
a
bases
concert.
Loaded.
Okay, then.
I take that all back.
I go to the Houston, not even a playoff. Just a regular sporting event that I'm excited to go to. Why would I leave in the 8th or 9th inning to beat traffic? Like you want to see the end of the game.
Of course I'd love to see the end of the concert. But guess what? I don't want to stay in a parking garage for 2 hours. And fight idiots that don't know how to merge.
And also the difference between that is with the sporting event, you never know how it's going to end. If one team's up 20 points and there is a minute left, then you probably leave because you know how it's going to end. So if you know how it's going to end, like a concert, you know how it's going to end. You know they're probably going to play their like 2 most popular songs.
Yeah.
I get leaving.
And
if I want
to see theirs, guess what? YouTube's amazing. First of all, you could probably watch a live concert like Coachella. But if not, you could watch a performance from somewhere live, turn up the volume. Wow, I'm there.
See, I would never do this, but I understand where you guys are coming from because I only go to concerts of people that I'm like a major fan of.
Yeah, that's true too. I don't like to go to concerts unless I'm a massive fan either, unless I'm going for somebody else, like a gift for them or something. But Joe goes to concerts constantly.
To make my wife happy, to appease her.
Just to go, but he doesn't care about them. So I think that makes a difference too.
Oh, I don't want to talk to Miranda if she agrees with Porkchop. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show, Miranda. What's this?
Thanks, I'm feeling the love.
I'm just kidding. I love you, but I don't like what you're saying.
So Justin Timberlake was in town. And he didn't have an encore, and I literally sat there and waited, and I was so disappointed. Like, that's kind of like, I don't know, you spend all that money for them to, like, come back on and do the encore and do, like, the main songs, but I feel like they always wait to the encore to, like, do their, like, biggest songs. And then you miss them if you leave.
Is the concert not as good if you miss those 2 extra songs, even if they're big hits? Have they not done other big hits in there?
Yeah, but you're spending all that money, and then you're, like, driving downtown and going already through traffic. You're going to be in traffic regardless if you leave or not. It might be a little bit less.
Not true. I was in and out of that park. Like, when we were in my Jeep, I was out of that parking garage within 5 minutes.
Have some patience. I don't understand. What's wrong with sitting in
traffic?
Yeah.
Do you know how tired I am right now doing the show this morning? Because I couldn't fall asleep till like, midnight last night, and
so
I still left.
Let me ask you this. Are you saying if you did not have work the next morning, you would have stayed for the encore?
If it was a Friday night, yes. Even though, and the thing is, like,
well, let me tell you, I have a child. I am 22 years old. I go to bed at 8:30, and I always stay. I believe, trust me, I get it. I'm tired too, but I always stay because it's so worth the money.
Exactly.
I'm cheap, but I'm not that cheap that I'm going to make myself stay through it. Hey, thank you, Miranda, for calling in and enjoying the conversation here on the Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next in the garbage, the person that really ticked Pete Davidson off last night, he ended up leaving a stand-up show. I'll tell you what happened, is Jussie Smollett coming back with Empire next season and what Blake Shelton keeps in his cup on The Voice.